Hi, and welcome to Stripped. I'm Emma Francois.
I'm Isabel Lord.
And we are actually bringing you
Mobile.
Stripped on the go, which I know sounds like a type of laundry detergent, but it's because we're at DC Fashion Week.
Woohoo! The most highly anticipated fashion event of the fall.
Yes, definitely. Isabel, where are we right now?
We are in a DoubleTree Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. Crystal City, I believe. I only know because Emma just made a joke that the mirror near us is crystal clear.
I'm a very funny person, you guys.
In case you couldn't tell. So, yes, we are near the hotel bar waiting for the...
We're very close to the hotel bar.
We are practically in the hotel bar waiting for the whole event, the whole operation to go down.
Yeah, we took a sneak peek inside. So far, there are
glowing cups. Cups filled with glowing liquids.
Yeah.
And the cups themselves spell the letters D and C. I'm not sure what they're trying to say.
Who knows? But does art have to have a meaning? So we're going to be bringing you guys all the deets.
We're not having a fashion show. We're protesting.
So that was Ricardo Cook of AFG, which is short for Absence of Government, talking about his plans for his runway, which would not actually be a runway, more of a protest, he said. And so we asked him why DC Fashion Week was a good platform for his brand.
It's the only platform. I mean, pretty much. There's not many options here, so...
So what do you think is the role of fashion in our world right now? Maybe in this point of history?
I think the streetwear movement is pretty monumental. It's pretty huge. I think that's the whole art wave, really.
Yeah.
It's a whole art wave, just streetwear.
And can you tell us about your cigar?
So I want to kind of reconstruct the American bandana. Everyone thinks just red and blue and white or whatever. It's this is actually a piece of canvas that I can do whatever I want on it.
Right.
So why don't we have a million selections of different bandanas? We have scarves, we have hats, we have everything, but we don't have bandanas. I'm redesigning it.
To Agabe Kids Couture, and she works for the Navy by day and then designs kids couture clothing by night. Her model was 7 years old. She was a professional, and she wore a frothy vintage dress reminiscent of a silhouette on a brooch. Why is DC Fashion Week important for you?
Well, I'm actually from DC.
Really?
So I kind of feel somewhat tied to it. I'm representing. It's an awesome opportunity, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
So how did you learn to sew?
From my heart. God all day.
Wow.
I got.
And so then what kind of inspired or moved you to start sewing?
Well, I draw a lot. I went to the fabric store one day, so I started getting certain things that were placed in my heart to get, and once I got back home, the design that I made, and then I started sewing it, and it came out pretty much like the design, so it was almost like, hello, this is what you're supposed to do.
Where are we?
We are in the bathroom. We've gone from the hotel bar to the bathroom. I was looking for a full circle. There you have it.
Yes, if you hear the toilet flushing, it's not us.
It's not us. We're
here. But we talked to some cool people. Isabel, what is DC Fashion Week like?
DC Fashion Week is exactly what you would expect.
Okay.
I wish I could amp it up. I wish I could be DC Fashion Week was super cool. It was the best night of my life. But it was...
It's a little rat-tat.
I think we're the only people in here. It's a little...
We are really worried. We're ratting.
We want
to be invited back.
But it's the nation's capital trying its hardest. And so it's a lot of, like, not, well, there were, what, like, six brands. Two of them were politically activist-inspired.
Sorry, that was an air freshener. That was your that spritz.
Two of them were trying to be politically activist. I don't know the correct phrasing for that, but they were making a statement. There was one that was for children. There was, and then there were, there was one more. Then the rest of them were for, like, making women feel confident in what they're wearing. Mm-hmm. And all of those are great, you know? All of the kind of mentalities behind. And then there's also ModCloth, which was just there as, like, a big corporate thing.
But I do think it's cool because in New York, and, like, I was sitting next to this woman, and she models. She's modeled for DC and New York, and she was, like, critiquing the modeling, and she was like, that girl did not walk down the center, and, like, her arms are swinging way too high. She was, like, just trashing on the models. And she's like, that would never fly in New York. But I think there's a real element of fun to that, and these designs were so experimental. Mm-hmm. Most of them are playing with what they can do mm-hmm. with sustainability and political activism. And I think you can't do that in New York.
No.
Like, I think you kind of have a safe space here.
It is definitely a safe space. It's a safe space for the up-and-coming designers. A lot of them are making their own stuff. There was some West Coast influence, too.
Definitely.
And so it was a really interesting thing to see.
And then we don't understand why ModCloth was there. But
we don't.
You guys, ModCloth.
Forgetting about ModCloth. You know, people were, you know, it felt very authentic, mm-hmm. you know. But it's also, like, I can't say that I saw anything that I'm going to go out and buy, you know.
I would buy the headdresses, Ian Williams headdresses. I keep calling them Maleficent. That was the director's line. And I think he's really nailed this tightrope, you know. He's really experimenting with, like, art and fashion.
Through the headdress.
Through all of his lines.
Yeah.
And he displays at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Yes. Well, so. his runway show mm-hmm. is going to be a tribute to Aretha Franklin, which doesn't
true.
Really line up with Maleficent, but it's very pertinent. I don't know why I'm harshing on it. I don't know why I didn't like the clothes. That's
yeah.
it. I didn't like,
what?
I didn't like any of
from
it.
That? So 2 years ago, last time we went.
I feel like it's the same.
Okay. Okay, so temperature control, I would say this was a 7 out of 10, is what I would say.
Can you define, like, temperature control?
I like that, like, I'm saying.
Okay,
like,
so,
scale
like, you're
1 to 10.
Scale
like,
1
10
to 10.
Is like, I was really into this. It's like, how are you vibing?
I'm like a 4.
How did this do? She's like a 4.
I'm a 4. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Emma. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I love it when we disagree. But I will have you know, in the spirit of last week's episode, our couple
yes.
dressing game today was very thoughtful, very conscious. I think we really looked like a united front. We got interviewed by multiple publications.
We did. We plugged stripped.
We plugged stripped. So
yes, but we did. I think I blame myself for this. For our spiraling into the coupling where we're not matching, but we do complement each other.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was important in photos and in
definitely.
Presenting ourselves as an organization. And when we were sitting at the front row, we were like, that's a cute couple. And then we were like, why? And I mean, they were like,
it was like kind of like a golden girl, golden boy, like.
Yeah, but they also were matching.
Fitzgerald.
Coordinating.
Couple. Yeah.
In blue. So, you know, things to think on.
Well, I think that's all we have for you today. Hope you enjoyed the interviews.
Yes.
We're hopefully going to have a video online.
I'm sorry there were no toilet flushings or all you got was an air spritz.
But definitely, thank you to Ben Sound for the music. And I was going to plug our social medias.
Yes, follow
but
us.
But I can't remember that.
Follow us on Twitter at GTown Voice at Halftime GU. And find us on iTunes under the Voice Podcast Network. You know the name, Stripped. I guess not even iTunes. Find us wherever you can get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella of the Voice Podcast Network.
And if you're like, you guys, Stripped on the Go sucked, don't ever do that again, like, send us an email.
Let us know.